This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff, do me a favor. Randy in the chat, you just do me a favor and tell him to kiss my ass real quick. Thank you. Nate Dogg on one. All right, our dear friend, Mr. Barstool, Nate on line one. Hello, Eric. How do you do?
Hey, shout out to Randy from the chat. He makes a lot of good points.
Randy in the chat just said...
Actually went across there. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm going to bring it up right now. Randy in the chat just said, JP is so far left, he really hates the natives to be respected. No, Randy, you're an idiot. You have an agenda. I just want to talk about football. Hello, Eric. How do you do?
Yeah, that's not where I thought we were going with that. Yeah, Randy needs to go touch some grass. But yeah, what's going on, guys?
Jeff brought up an interesting topic. It's a bye week, Nate, so we're gonna. I'm curious your thoughts on this. There's all this mostly malarkey about bringing the old logo back. There is like this senator from Montana that occasionally brings it up. I want to try to allow it to be a serious conversation. Like, I like how the Eagles bring back their old logo, their old unis. The Patriots do it. The Seahawks do it. And it's kind of become their alternate look. Would you want the old logo if it meant getting rid of the blacks, knowing they're 2-0 in the blacks this year?
I cannot possibly talk about the old name or the logo. I cannot do it. I don't care. We're 8-5. We have the rookie of the year franchise quarterback. We just put a 42 spot on the Titans and made them look like a peewee football team. Jaden threw for 25 for 30 for three touchdowns. Terry's third in the league in receiving. I don't care about the old logo.
Thank you, Nate. I'm with you.
Golly, it's just I don't bring back the old logo. Keep the current logo. Call the team the Washington J.P. Finley's ears. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We're 8-5 at the bye in our first year of a rebuild. Dan Snyder is dead. That's what we should care about.
God bless you. You know how you always text me that you like when I quote tweet, I quote what you say in the hits and then tweet it out?
Yes, I love it.
You're definitely getting one on this.
You actually owe me a couple. You owe me one from last week as well.
So I owe you nothing, pal. That said, all right, dude, I had never seen this happen, Brian. I don't know if you noticed this. I guess from the stream, somebody's recording it. Somehow, a 106.7 The Fan Instagram page got a video of me saying the following yesterday. If you go back in time to July and August, and I told you, yo, the team's going to be 8-5, and you got clarity at the quarterback position, the whole damn world would sign up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we have to remind ourselves as they finally get a week off to decompress is how much progress organizationally they've made.
I think the team has made great progress. The team, yeah, the front office, everything. I think some of our fans are still stuck in park. They're still talking about stuff that we don't need to care about right now.
Yeah, I feel like I come on every week and I try to remind everybody that this team is in year one of a rebuild, that we were not supposed to be as good as we are right now, that the secondary, we came into the season with a, you know, very, very, very few guys in the secondary that we were happy with and an O-line that we weren't sure about, and they've all overperformed and exceed our expectations. And, you know, if we went back to July when we had nothing to talk about and you said, hey, I'm going to fast forward you to December 3rd at the bye week, and we're going to be talking about an 8-5 football team after dropping a 42 spot on the Titans, we would have thrown a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
So I think as a fan base, I'm pretty sure my gauge is everybody's mostly on this page. Everybody's very excited. Everybody understands how special Jaden is and how good this is. Cliff has some haters still. I think he calls great games against bad teams, and he clams up a little bit against good teams, or those good teams are just really, really good and we're just not quite there yet. It's hard to tell. But I think overall, this team is special. This team is going places, and you know, we're looking down the barrel of a playoff game. Like, that cannot – we need to appreciate that this team right now with the remaining schedule can and should make the playoffs. It's very awesome, and finally we get the bye week. These guys can patch up and heal up and, you know, get a little sunshine, and then we finish off the regular season, hope to make the playoffs, and then, you know, we're on to next year with a ton of salary cap room and a new draft class coming in. And, I mean, we can talk – I could talk about Ron Rivera and how he screwed this team nonstop, but I don't want to talk about that right now because we're 8-5.
Hey, Nate Dogg spitting fire today.
See, Nate, today I seem to like you, man.
I'm like this most times
because what you say, like you keep, like you said, we are in a rebuild, and I've said that over and over again. I don't lose sight that we're in a rebuild. So when we face the better teams, we may have a problem because we don't have all our people in all the places we need them right now.
Exactly.
But I did not lose my mind when we started winning a few games. Like, oh yeah, now we're gonna just run through the lead. No, that's what a lot of people thought. But no, you still got to learn how to win this thing as a team. And right now, this team that's performing this year, when they really cross that bridge next year, a week after, the year after, most of this team won't be on it.
I was going to say, I'm absolutely A-okay, perfectly fine with being the team that beats up on the bad teams and loses to the good teams. Because that means we're beating more than half the league. Because more than half the league is bad teams. So that puts us on the upper echelon of the league. The only loss that really was terrible is the Cowboys game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And obviously that's a winnable game. And obviously just in the NFL, in divisional games, things go wrong. We know that. I think next year we win that game handily. Also that Steelers game, very winnable game. That was November 10th. So despite those two games, we're still 8-5. Despite, you know, every first round pick for 5 straight years, no longer being on this team, we're still 8-5. You just need perspective. You need to zoom out, and you need to remember that if this was next year and we were 8-5 going into week 14, we'd be like, wow, look how far this team has come. We're a year ahead of schedule. We're doing everything and more, you know, dropping 40 on Carolina, dropping 42 on Tennessee, beating the Giants twice. That's two divisional games that we won twice, losing by 7 to Baltimore in a winnable game, that 4-game winning streak against Giants, Cincinnati, Arizona, Cleveland. So many great things are happening to this team right now that we just need to really just be like, whoa, look how far we've come in so little time with the lack of roster that we really need.
let's do this. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate. You can follow him on X and Instagram at Barstool Nate. His real name's Eric Nathan. His preferred name, his preferred pronouns, Little Nate X. Nate Dogg, when you look ahead, actually, let's look back because it was only 2 days ago. They beat the hell out of Tennessee. A lot of folks were convinced that Tennessee had this really good defense. The numbers backed that up. Washington was able to run the ball at will, went for 260 on the ground. Jaden had another 200 passing.
Yep.
This is a fun question. What was your favorite touchdown? They scored six of them.
My favorite touchdown. So the opening touchdown was B-Rob long run.
Yep.
Very happy for him. He looks so good. He's one of the top five running backs in the league. He's just so in shape. He's so shifty. He's so powerful. Love watching him run the football. Both of Terry's touchdowns were awesome. The first one especially, it's just like, it's so easy to root for Terry. I had a tweet that was putting up numbies just about how special Terry is, how he's kind of just stuck through everything. He's played with every bad quarterback under the sun. He survived the Dan Snyder regime. He survived the Ron Rivera as his head coach regime. And he never complained once. He just volunteers in the community. He helps the kids, and he signed an extension. I think he deserves, if not the field to be named after him, definitely a statue in front of the new stadium. Terry is my number one favorite player of my lifetime on this team. I mean, Sean Taylor as well, but Terry just does everything and more that you can ask for in a football player and a guy on your team. I hope he's here for life. I never want to see him anywhere else. So I will go with Terry's first touchdown to answer your question.
The first? I mean, it's a fun question. All right, now let's look ahead. The playoffs are a real conversation now. And, you know, Brian, we opened the show talking about Monday Night Football last night, Denver, Cleveland. Denver right now, same record as Washington. Denver's locked into the seven seed. Washington's locked into the seven seed. On a complete personal level, it looks like right now Washington will either face the Eagles or the Lions. The Lions are a game ahead of the Eagles, but both those teams are playing really well. I think the Lions have a little bit more difficult of a schedule down the stretch just because that NFC North is pretty good. Who would you rather face in the wild card round? The Eagles is overwhelmingly what it looks like, but they do have a head-to-head game there, or Detroit?
Oh, the Eagles for sure. Give me the Eagles in the playoffs. I think the Eagles, you know, they rely on the running game, and Saquon is unbelievable. But when you rely on the running game, you can always see one of these games where Saquon has 10 carries for 12 yards, and you just stuff him at the line and just, you know, the Eagles' offensive line, they just wear down defensive lines. They are a bunch of dogs up front, and they just – their second half offensive line play is easily the best in the league that I've seen. But – I would like to play the team that relies on the running game because you can stop a running game. You can win a game easily. Jaden is able to put up points. His offense is able to put up points. I think the November 14th Thursday night game where Jaden was not healthy and honestly we were still in a position where we could have won that game, I think, and that was on the road as well on a short week, I think that says something.
They had the lead with 10 minutes left or whatever.
I think Philly is playing exceptionally well. I think they are a very good team. Detroit, I'll just say it, they scare me. They are awesome football team. I don't really know how anybody would pick them to face. I think Philadelphia, they're not on fraud watch, but I'm not.
I think they've gotten past that, dude.
They're on what watch?
Fraud. I don't think they're frauds, but I think they're beatable. Detroit scares me a lot more than the Eagles do.
B, a question for you about that. If Washington, who the hell knows, right? They still play him here. There's still four games left. How much would it help a young quarterback and a team that has turned it around rapidly ahead of schedule? How much would it help if their first playoff game, it's a road game. It'll obviously be hostile. It'll be loud. But it's a place they know. Like, hey, we've already played at the lake this year. Does it help? Does it matter?
Because you've been there. You've seen them. You know what to expect. You mess around and go to Detroit, you don't know what to expect from them. And I think Detroit is the overall better oil machine. Because Detroit has been doing this for a long time now. It's not just this year. They did this last year.
They got weapons.
They are balling. So, yeah. But then you go to Philly and you know them. And they know you as well. But guess what? They may not know your wrinkles.
Well, and to your point, Nate Dogg, when they played him before, Jaden clearly wasn't right. Not that he was wrong, but like he wasn't what we saw against Tennessee the other day, and B-Rob didn't play. You know what I mean? Like there were just a lot of different factors. I still think it's most likely Detroit holds on to that one seed and gets the bye. If you look, though, at Detroit, something that is interesting in the calculus here is...
What's that?
Detroit has Green Bay Thursday night. Like, yeah. One thing that's pretty fun, the rest of the way, we got to be paying attention to all these other games. Not that we wouldn't anyway, because we're D-gens and we love football, etc. But, like, now this is all about seeding and how it could all shake out. So, in my opinion, the best thing that can happen, obviously, is Washington to win out. Yeah, that would change
everything.
That's
the best thing that could happen.
But I think there's a better chance, and I'm curious if you both agree with me here. Because the Lions are 11-1, they only have the one loss. The Eagles are 10-2. They're far ahead of the rest of these teams. Now, the Vikings are 10-2. The Packers are 9-3. But they're all going to play each other. Like, yeah, there's some losses coming for that NFC North. I think the best hope would be Detroit win out. Hell, go 16-1. And then put some L's on Green Bay and Minnesota. And then maybe Washington gets to climb up. Because if you get out of playing whoever lands in that two seed between Detroit and Philly, the other three division winners, does the NFC West scare you? Does the NFC South scare you?
Nobody scares me, but this is where you get caught in that. Where you like, well, I don't want to play them early. I want to play them later. And because your focus is on those other teams, that's how you end up losing games early. I like Brian's comments to the Junks this morning. I look at it just to see where we are going to fit. But I don't care who we play.
Of course. I'm just saying, if you could play on the road against Atlanta,
yep.
or you get Jaden gets to go back to Tampa. That was the first game. How do you like me in week 18?
I think once you go to the playoffs, dog, it's whoever you're playing because...
Of course it is.
You can't... I mean, it's like I've seen teams say, oh, we team lose to play this team, and then that team beat their ass. I feel we need to be playing our best whenever we face whoever. And if we do that, then we give ourselves a chance. You can't try to miss people to play somebody else because... You're gonna see them eventually.
I'm not saying that the team is trying to do anything. Their job is to beat New Orleans and none of the rest of this. But if it's me, especially on a personal level, let's go to Tampa.
Yeah, B. Mitch, I understand and I agree with mostly what you're saying, but we also have to just recognize how bad the NFC South is. Like, the Falcons and Buccaneers are in first place at 6-6 each. And then in the NFC West, you know, you have the Cardinals and Rams both at 6-6 chasing those 7-5 pesky Seahawks.
I think the Seahawks are better than people think. I think Mike McDonald's
pretty sharp. I think the
Seahawks are
fine. I'm not scared to go into Seattle. Oh, no, the 12th man, who cares? Like, we can beat the Seahawks in Seattle. I'm not worried about them.
To the earlier point, though, it was 10-6 at the beginning of the fourth quarter against the Eagles. Yeah. And it was – the Eagles made it 12-10. Washington had a kick that had an opportunity to go up 13-12 right there, probably about halfway through, at least probably the 8-minute mark. I could track it down, but it's not that relevant.
Yep.
Absolutely does it. You're going to get to a point where you're playing who you play, and the point of the playoffs is that's where the good teams are. You know what I mean? Like, whoever you play is going to be good. It's wild to watch because the AFC. Especially the West and the East are just so full of bad teams. So the Lions are 11-1. The Eagles are 10-2. Neither of them have clinched anything. The Chiefs and the Bills have already clinched and won the division at the same records.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 11-1. The Bills are 10-2.
Yeah.
It's just wild to think about the disparities there.
Yeah.
Eric, quickly, Caps are on the ice tonight hosting San Jose. I believe they're still tops in the Metro. Maybe that's changed a bit because they haven't played a game in a couple nights. How encouraging, exciting is what the Caps are doing right now without Ovi?
Yeah, so the Caps are second in the Metro right now because the Devils have played 28 games and the Caps have played 24 games. The Caps in 24 games are the first team to have over 100 goals this season. We've won four straight without Ovi, including three against teams that are currently slotted for the playoffs.
And weren't they on the road?
On the road as well.
Two of them were, right?
Florida. I would like to point out as well, the Rangers are just falling apart at the seams. They are a disgusting, embarrassing, pathetic franchise from top to bottom. Look forward to them doing something drastic and stupid as they always do. Yeah, the Capitals are an absolute wagon. They every player is just awesome. The coaching is unbelievable. You can already pencil Carberry in for Coach of the Year. Dylan Strome should get a Hart Trophy MVP vote. It is remarkable to watch this team play night in and night out. Hopefully Chikrin gets a blank check. Hopefully he's here for the next 8 years. He's probably the best defenseman in the league right now, if not top five. It's very, very fun. I'm not ready to shout our year quite yet. I'm going to wait till after the All-Star break to print the shirts. But 17-6-1, that's where we're at right now, a quarter through the season. If you're not paying attention to the Caps, it's time to start because this team is very, very fun to watch.
I can report with certainty, not even per sources. I saw it with my own eyes. The Caps are undefeated when both of my daughters go to a game. We went to the Islanders game. It was awesome. And my oldest got to ride on the Zamboni, which was super dope.
That's unbelievable. You have great connections.
You know what? I don't know if I've told the story on air yet. It was zero connections. I was in my you know my buddy Jamie? I was in Jamie's suite, and the lady came in. She said, hey, congratulations. Your suite's been randomly selected to have somebody ride the Zamboni.
That's connections.
Well, it wasn't my connect, is all I'm saying. And then
you know Jamie as you're in his suite.
Yeah, but Jamie's son was there. So I was like, all right, well, I know which kid's doing this. But his son had a buddy, and he didn't want to break them up. Then there were like three high school kids there, and I'm like, all right, well, they're next. And they were too cool for it. So then it got to my two girls, and Ainsley wasn't thrilled. She got a stuffed animal. No, you had to be at least 8 years old to ride it.
Ah.
Which is what I told my five-year-old, and it actually wasn't true. But whatever, we got through it. Nate Dogg.
Ashley, this is to the radio today.
I hope she's in school. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, all right,
Nate.
You
be cool, brother.
All right, that's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow, at Barstool Nate. I want to talk about this Saints game and one big player Washington could get back.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Make your first NBA bet a switch with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you're tapping the FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever. And now is a perfect time to get in on the action, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball betting ball with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 12:45, we're giving away Harlem Globetrotters tickets.
Uh-oh.
What's my man's name, Curly?
Yeah, he's no longer there, though.
No?
No. Nah. When I first got here in 1990, I actually dated a young lady whose stepdad was the referee for the Globetrotters. Bald head, tall brother, Bo.
Bo?
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet Meadowlark Lemon when I worked at a newspaper in Wilmington, North Carolina. I got the. I think he was from there.
I saw him at the Bobby Mitchell golf tournament. He would come every year.
Big fella.
Yep.
Yeah, he's from Wilmington. He must have been back for some event. I mean, that's how you know I was really hitting it big. Is I got to interview Meadow Lark Lemon. Probably
Road Traveler were hit the hit though.
In his but I mean when I talked to him he was probably in his 70s.
Probably will still dunk on you.
Sure. Certainly. Are the Globetrotters still like a wacky fun thing? Yeah. Or are they okay? Cool.
They still do it.
It's fun for kids for sure. Well, we're giving those tickets away in a little more than an hour. Marshawn Lattimore, Washington traded for him a few weeks back. Obviously they got him, basically gave up a third rounder. A bunch of other picks were involved, but I've been clear that this move does not require him playing immediately, and some people are already like, oh man, they messed up.
People always say somebody messed up. They almost know what they were trying to do.
He was able to practice before the Titans game, and honestly, especially now that we know how that game went, and frankly, watching Will Levis, I'm not rushing a corner with a soft tissue injury back. I think Dan Quinn, he practiced last week. A lot of people are like, oh, if they cut Forbes, that means there's Lattimore could go. No, it didn't. They had four corners active. I asked Dan Quinn yesterday, going into the bye, if he feels pretty good about Lattimore playing week 15 in New Orleans.
More training we did today, some more Wednesday as we're going, and then hopefully, you know, we'll see this trend continue to come up. So I'll give, like, everybody a better assessment, you know, health-wise with the team on Monday, but we're certainly pleased with the direction that it's headed. And if we hit all the steps in the process, JP, then we will, and we'll let it rip. But until then, we'll keep going through it, but he's certainly trended in the right spot, man.
What do you think, B?
Yep, he's playing.
You think?
Listen, man, I truly believe, my personal opinion, he could have played the last game we just had. But their mindset was, if we can go out here, we should be able to handle this team here. And if we can get this game plus the bye week and then come back when he played against the Saints, you're now talking about almost, 5 weeks rehabbing? So I think he's going to play. It's the Saints.
I do too. How big of a deal is it?
I think it's a huge deal. Because when Marshawn Lattimore is at his best and you put him out there, you forget about the guy he's checking. And now you can manipulate anything else you want. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think at that point, because, hell, nobody has to worry about the quarterback per se. So you now have an advantage on defense now where you can probably favor to another guy if you want. You know, a lot of times people always say, oh, yeah, your number one corner going to number one receiver. Not necessarily. You can put your number one corner on a number two guy, and then you could make a matchup problem for the other guy where you got double stuff and you're giving him different reads, different coverages, and now you mess his head up. So it gives you an advantage when you got a guy that can just take one guy and say, boom, I'm going to erase him.
I'm with you. I think it's it's pretty fascinating defensively what they could do. I mean, I think this could really help Mike Sammerstill. I think this could really help Quan Martin. I think it could really help a guy like Jeremy Chin. I'm with you. It sounds to me like Lattimore will play. Nobody's making any guarantees, right? But it sure seems like it to me.
It's kind of my hope and feel at the same time.
Do you think it'll matter to Lattimore that he gets to get his first game back in New Orleans?
Yeah. Always matters. Listen, no matter why you left or how it happened, the guy always wanted to play his former team. All you know is, I'm no longer there. And when it tells you one thing, they must have not wanted me anymore. No matter if somebody offered a better deal to get you away from them or whatever, the player is going to automatically assume, oh, you thought less of me. I want to play you. I'm going to show you.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I think it is going to matter for him. He seems – listen, I've spoken to that guy once. and I'm not making any great decisions on speaking to somebody once. Seems like a pretty intense fella, B.
Yeah.
Like,
you watch him play?
Yeah.
You ever watch him and Evans go at it?
Yeah.
That's always intense.
One more reason.
I would love to see that.
One more reason why you want him going to Tampa. Lattimore and Evans. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I didn't get to play Old Memorial in September when all you guys played.
I think you're just trying to get down to Tampa to go to Mons Venus.
Nah, I'd rather go to Burns. I would go to Old Mo and Burns. Bang. This dude.
Mons Venus comes after all that.
Nah, I'm going home. You know me. I leave early.
You got to do three things. You got three spots. Golf, dinner, exciting.
I like excitement. American Social's the bar we always go to in Tampa on the water. And you caught me sneaking out last time when I hit the Irish exit.
Yeah.
This dude, Travis Wigfall, tweeted me. He said, man, if you don't stop that, do everything you can to avoid the Lions' soft talk, LOL. You over there scared to death that the Lions might fall to the second seed. And I replied to Travis, and this is the truth, people. I said, nah. I'd rather go to Florida in January than freaking Michigan. That's the truth, baby. That if you're curious what this is about, it's about me. Pro Bowl voting. Really, really cool to see. Let's run through where some Commanders players land in the most recent. Now, this isn't the final, okay? And the fan vote is just starting, and I think we'll get crazy. But a lot of Commanders land in the top 10 across the NFL in Pro Bowl voting.
Loving it.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067. I want to get to this Pro Bowl stuff, but I'm going to slice the boys with some Odyssey points real quick. Jeff, are you Jeffrey Walker board op or Jeff Walker on-air personality? Which one?
Board op.
Board op. Frankly, for the record, I think you should be on-air personality. So you
know. I agree with you, JP.
And now I got to find
Just Mr. find that dude, beat him up, take
just go beat up the other Jeff Walker. What market's he in? Chattanooga? Andrew Mullins? Boom. 15 points, boys. What's a good reason to give Lamphill points, you think, B? Jeff, I said positivity. Lamphill, I'm going to say wit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And hashtag curiosity. Bang.
Curiosity kills a cat.
Maybe I can't. Maybe I may have accidentally given them all to Jeff. Sorry. I'll let you guys figure that out. B, last night I got this. It's pretty cool. The NFL shares this information with a number of people, and the email started. So there'll be weekly emails for the next month or so. Got the first one last night. Pro Bowl voting.
Uh-huh.
And, yo, Commanders are well represented, man. By far the headline, to me anyway, is that there's a rookie quarterback on the list. Jaden Daniels was...
Leading the way?
Not leading the way. You want to guess who's ahead of him?
In the NFC?
The whole NFL.
Patrick?
This is Pro Bowl voting.
Still?
No.
Josh?
Yep. That's it?
Well,
yeah. Let me just tell you.
Go ahead, man.
Lamar is first. I'd say deservedly. Lamar's been outrageous.
Yes, he has.
Josh Allen is second. He's been outrageous.
Okay.
Joe Burrow is third. He's been outrageous. Number four, Jaden Daniels, Washington Commanders.
All right.
That's pretty damn cool. He's the highest rated rookie.
It's no longer NFC, AFC? It's just whoever plays now?
No, the voting is tabulated for the whole NFL, and then eventually they break it down, NFC, okay, AFC. Okay.
No team on there was from the – no quarterback was there from the
no
NFC
quarterback
but him.
Ahead of him.
Yeah.
But, and it goes through 10. So it's Lamar, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, then the Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, then Mahomes, then Hurts, Bo Nix, Sam Darnold. Right. He's the highest rated rookie, highest voted NFC quarterback. Really, really cool. And I'd argue very, very deserving.
Yeah.
There's another one on here that I'm almost more excited about because.
Curry?
Yeah. So of the wide receiver vote, top is Justin Jefferson, then Ja'Marr Chase, then Amon-Ra St. Brown, then Terry McLaurin.
Oh.
And if you look at some of Terry's numbers, he's, I want to say, third in the league in yards, tied for second in the league in touchdowns. It's awesome to see Terry with a really good quarterback.
When he had a good quarterback,
think about how much he's grinded out without.
There you go. It shows you, looking at his numbers this year compared to how it was previous years and how much he's getting into the end zone, tells you a lot about the quarterback with them as well.
And about who was here before.
Yeah.
Beyond those two, and I think both those two will make the Pro Bowl. Terry has been before. I don't know that he would turn it down. I don't even know, Jeff or Lanfield, see if you can look up what the Pro Bowl format is this year. For all I know, it might be a basketball game or something.
And they might be playing
celebrity softball
games and stuff again.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know that Terry.
It's in Orlando. I know that.
Okay, great. Go check out Mickey.
I like Orlando. But I'm
you
just
are
saying,
an Orlando guy.
When it was going to Hawaii, people go to Hawaii more than they would have went Orlando.
Yeah.
You can go to Orlando any weekend you want.
You can go to Orlando pretty regularly.
You don't just jump and go to Hawaii.
You guys figure out what the Pro Bowl is this year? Elsewhere. So I think Terry would go, but I'm not sure. Jaden, it's your first one. You might be accepted.
You go to your first one.
You might be accepted in a Rookie of the Year trophy while you're there. I don't know how they do that, but I think Jaden should go. Elsewhere, Tyler Biadasz made the list. Ninth among centers in the NFL.
He's had a good year, man.
Yes. And he was actually really good the other night.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner made the list. Fourth among inside linebackers.
I like when the older gentleman gets some credence.
It's a flag football game again.
Flag football?
Yes.
Okay. What does, I mean, I guess, does the center snap it? In like, what do linemen do? How many linemen play in flag football?
None, really.
I think there's a couple linemen.
Well, all of them
can
catch the ball, don't they?
No, I think the linemen actually block. Yeah, hold on. Flag football positions. It's 7-on-7, so I guess there are no linemen. What do linemen do for the Pro Bowl? They just go and have like a tug of war contest.
And family.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's skills games and stuff that go on around it too.
They got other stuff going on.
But what is the game for the linemen? Tug of war?
No,
bench press?
No, they probably have the linemen doing like the they do the quick stuff then, you know?
Three cone drill?
Get them and have them do like what the receivers and everybody do. Spat them, get their little legs, spat it up, and go out there.
Be kind of funny. Like if you did the linemen, like if you had linemen races, it'd be pretty damn funny. You have my support on that. Bobby Wagner, fourth among inside linebackers.
Wagner's been playing.
How many Pro Bowls do you think Bobby Wagner's made in his career?
Mm-hmm. Seven, six.
He's got six All-Pro seasons.
So I'm going to say he made five Pro Bowls.
Well, I mean, if you're making All-Pro, you're definitely making Pro Bowl.
Sometimes. These people vote differently, dog.
Nine.
Okay.
Nine Pro Bowl seasons for Wagner. Elsewhere on the list, I mean, there's a lot of Commanders. Dante Fowler, fifth among outside linebackers. Frankie Louvu, ninth among outside linebackers.
All right.
The tricky part there for both Fowler and Louvu, who are having really good seasons, is kind of declaring where they should be voted. I think inside linebackers, correct. They're not pure DNs. Do you think that's the right place to put those guys?
Who?
For Louvu and Fowler. I definitely Louvu's not a D end. Fowler. No,
they're outside linebackers.
Both of them?
Fowler's definitely a pass Louvu. Rusher.
They don't have a pass rusher category, though, which is.
Yeah, but like when you look at the 3-4, the outside guys are linebackers. So they'll find a way.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I think.
Keep balling.
Both of them. When you look at just sack leaders, I still think Fowler got hosed in that Titans game for not getting a sack when he suplexed.
They'll change eventually.
They probably would by today, certainly by tomorrow, and it hasn't happened, but we'll find out. Fowler just outside the top 10 in the NFL with 8.5 sacks. Louvu just behind him with 8 sacks. They rank 11th and 14th in the NFL, respectively. I think one, if not both of those guys, will get into the Pro Bowl because I think Myles Garrett ain't going. Hendrickson ain't going. T.J. Watt's not going to go. Dexter Lawrence is out for the year. You know what I mean? Like, you think Danielle Hunter's going? Like, Benito will go because he's going to be excited about it.
Maybe in the playoffs or at the Super Bowl. Whoever makes the Super Bowl, they're not going to go.
Right. So, I think there's a good chance one, if not both of those guys, end up going, and hopefully they enjoy it. I think I covered everybody. Daniels, Biotis, Wagner, Fowler, Luvu, Terry. Pretty good representation.
Yeah.
Two from one side, three on the other. You know who is hosed because of this effective offense?
Ooh.
Tressway. No Pro Bowl votes. Just ain't putting enough. That is a good problem to have, yeah. Folks. Oh, yeah. When we come back, our friend Torrey Smith, Super Bowl winner, will join the program.